What's up, guys? Real McCoy TV here today, and obviously, if you didn't see the link before, which, bless your soul for finding this podcast, this will be my first podcast. I'm going to try this out. I'm going to try to do it every Wednesday, which it's Monday, but fuck it, who cares? So, what am I going to talk about? I don't know. So, my podcast, I guess, are going to be about, gaming, programming, RC stuff, technology, I don't know. I like a bunch of stuff, and if I stick to it, and sorry about the bad mic quality, I'll try to fix that soon. I'll get a better mic, for one, and maybe even get friends to come over on Wednesdays and talk with me about stuff, because that's fun. But, what am I going to talk about? I guess, we can start off by talking about Kevin Smith. So, Kevin Smith. That's weird. Basically, I was listening to Kinda Funny Games, which is a also another podcast, with Greg Miller, Colin Moriarty, Tim Geddes, I think, and one other guy. I'm sorry, I don't know their name. But they were they had Kevin Smith on. And they were just talking about Kevin Smith and how he got started and what he does now. I mean, basically, you just got to get out there and start stuff. And if you don't know Colin Moriarty and Greg Miller and the bunch, aside from Kevin Smith, worked for IGN, a video game website with news and stuff. And basically, they quit not too long ago to start their own. They were doing, their own thing. Or they started to make videos on YouTube, and they wanted to go full time with it. Maybe I'll even put a link for them. They have a Patreon thing going on, which I'm not sure what Patreon is. I think it's like you donate $1 a month, and that helps pay them. Which I'm not exactly sure how all that works. I know YouTube you can get paid with, but whatever. But yeah, they're doing that, and I don't know how I feel about it exactly. IGN, I'm not gonna hate on IGN. I'm glad they're doing their own thing because maybe they can put out content that they believe in more. And the majority of people say that IGN basically gets paid for reviews. And that's how they put their content out, and they're biased, and whatever. But who knows? Who knows if they are? I don't know. But I'm glad that they're moving on their own. I hope they're successful. I'm going to try to keep up with them. Sadly. I don't want to say sadly. IGN's not a bad website. It's got good news for video games and stuff. They are my homepage, and I go there every day. And when I found out, Greg Miller is almost like the face of IGN. Aside from Naomi Kyle, a woman that has boobs and people like. And so, my girlfriend's asking me to call her, and I'm not going to do that right now. I'm sorry, babe. But, but whatever. Kevin Smith was on there talking about it, and I've always wanted to do a podcast, and I've looked up how to before. And I don't even know if I'm going to be able to publish this now, because I don't know what the fuck I'm going to be doing exactly. But I'm going to try my best to get this out to you guys. So, what have I been interested in? Who cares? But, recently I've been looking at quadcopters. I'm a big fan of the RC stuff. I have a Slayer Traxxas Pro. It's like a Nitro. And my girlfriend's calling me now. Sorry about that. And, I'm, like, having a brain fart. Slayer Traxxas Pro, which is an RC truck. And, if any of y'all, trucks are cool. I've always wanted to get into flying stuff. I never got into planes because of the fact that the weather conditions have to be perfecto. But, and then helicopters are touchy-feely, and so I've never gotten helicopters. But about a couple months ago, my friend built a quad, which is a story I'll have to get back to. If I remember that, let me write that down. he built a quad on his own. He bought parts off of Amazon and stuff. And he built this quad on his own. And this is kind of funny because he's a fucking idiot sometimes. Not really, but this time he was. You can all agree. He built this quad. And I thought, you know, that's cool. He had a... he had one of those cheapy, like, Chinese ripoff ones or whatever that he had before, and I never saw that. I lived with him for a while, and he built the quad. He took it to the park, or, like, where they have the rodeo at, and he's got a red truck or whatever, and he left it there, and they had a band concert, I guess. I don't know the exact details, but he left it somewhere at the park. He stuck it in the back of his truck with the... He had his quad in the back of the truck, the controller in the back of the truck. I'm sure the quad had a battery in it. And he had his trumpet case. He played trumpet. He left it back there. And when he came back, someone stole it. So that was, you know, it sucks. And but it happened. So you gotta watch your stuff, people. And yeah, he stole it. Eventually, his dad felt bad. And they had been talking earlier about a DJI Phantom, the 2, I guess, and those are really nice. What those are, if you don't know, is, I almost want to say they're like the Apple of quadcopters, like the Apple branding company of, like, iTunes, and, I need to turn this off, and, but he got one, and, yeah, so he has one now. He's been using it a little bit. Recently he started trying to build a quad, or not a quad, a tricopter, which I've been watching a lot of videos by Flight Test, not with a G, it's just FLITE test on YouTube. They're really good, they got a bunch of good videos. And the guy on there says tricopters are more swooshy. And the way tricopters work is all the blades are the same, because if you don't know, on quadcopters, the two diagonal blades are the same, but the other two diagonal blades are different. They're flipped. So, which it's another story I got to think about. And so he, but apparently the tricopters are kind of swooshy, I guess. They are floaty. They're more floaty. And, but so he's building one of those right now. But recently I've been looking at, or at the same time about that he built his, I thought, oh man, that's cool. And quadcopters are not hard to get into, You can get one. The Hubsin X4, which I'm about to tell you about, I think you get it for $40. I can look that up. And I bought one, and love the Hubsins. I highly recommend, if you're getting into it, buy a Hubsin. You can get a Hubsin for about, $30. And they have different ones. They have ones with cameras you can get for, like, $60. And an FPV one you can get for... Well, this one says $54. Holy shit. But that's wrong. Whatever, but you can get a Hubsin. They're pretty cheap, but they're great. I love the body, or the frame on them. They're very tough. I've wrecked them into, like, a gym wall multiple times. My first one I actually lost in tall grass because they're about the size of two gift cards put side by side. About two gift cards put side by side, that wide on each side. They're a square, you know. And but I got one. But let me tell you, when you get a quadcopter, so the first day I got my Hubsin, I took it out of the box, so excited, put those little blades on, and I'm like turning it on, throttling up. And I'm like, why the hell is it not going up? They're all spinning. Well, apparently I put the blades on wrong, because if you don't put them on wrong, the motors spin different ways, and it could be pushed down or up, whatever, if you had the, because of the different blades. So I'm pulling on the blade, and I've heard people do this a lot, so I'm not the only one. I'm pulling on the blade, though, and it rips out. The motor rips out. Which, I'm a pretty technical guy, I can figure things out like this, but, all I had to do was, I took it apart, same day I got it, and I didn't even solder it. I don't think I asked her. I don't know why I didn't solder it, but, I just taped the, which I don't know if it put it off balance that much, but, I used electrical tape, and they're pretty small, so to fit electrical tape in there is an achievement. Thank you. And, but yeah, so I did that, and whatever. But the Hubsons are great. So now I've been looking at a lot of videos about FPV, and that's first person view. They use, or a lot of people doing them. I will, also try to put a link, for this next guy I'm going to tell y'all about if y'all want to check it out. Really cool. I love when they do FPV with music because it's just great. But a lot of people are using these QAV by Lumineer, which I'll link y'all to as well, or try to. And they're the frame. But there's a guy named Charpu. Charpu, I think. I'm not sure. But he's been doing FPV videos recently because he's kind of, I don't know if he's sponsored. I assume he's sponsored by Lumineer, the guys who make the frames. And they've got this frame called the QAV 250, I think. It's about the size, it's an H-style body, which they have X's and H's. And it's about, I want to say it's about the size of a smaller toaster. Yeah, like a toaster. Not that big or anything, but like the dimensions. Width and length. Width? Length? I don't know. And, yeah, so a lot of people, they, the company that they use FPV, or at least I've seen most of them, I don't know if there's a competitor to this one, is Fat Shark. And they look stupid when you wear them. It's really funny when you see someone flying and wearing them. A bunch of people sit in chairs, but they're these black goggles, but they're, like, thin, and they're thick. And that you wear them, and you can see where the quad's flying, whatever. It's really cool. I'm interested to get into it. I want to try to get into it. I'm going to see about it. It is a bit pricey. If I go through with all this, I'll tell you how much I put into it. The QAV, the frame itself is like 150, I think. It's it is a carbon fiber. I want to try to go, you know, good, so I don't have, I mean, I'm sure I could upgrade it in the future. I mean, a bunch of the parts I'm getting, you can upgrade in the future, like, just with different motors and stuff. But it's a carbon fiber frame for the, to cut down on weight. So I'm looking at that recently. I think that's what Charpu flies with. And man, when you see him flying, it is fast. And he does tricks, and I'm trying to figure out, I guess I'll have to figure out, actually, leave a comment on a video I have. There's a video I have on my YouTube channel, I'll tell y'all. If y'all know how they do the flips with the quadcopters, because when they do them, it seems like he doesn't. Okay, so when you flip with a Hubson, you've got to go backwards and then forwards, and then it'll flip. But when Charpu's doing it, it seems like he just automatically does it. It just flips, which is really cool. I'm just trying to figure out how they do it. If someone knows, maybe you can go to my YouTube or my Twitter or something and tell me if you know any more than I do, because you probably do. Because I would love to get into flips, but I'm too nervous to. I mean, I would be very cautious before I tried. Especially one thing he does is when he's going forward, he does it's a front flip. And I'm figuring, why not a backflip? I assume it's because of the inertia in the back. When he lifts and then drops the front in, it is easier. I'm not sure. That's what I am assuming. But yeah. So that's one thing I've been looking at. And I was just thinking, I had something on my mind. But I'll have to get back to it. So yeah. But quadcopters. Also, another thing... when I talk fast, I kind of, like, stutter on my words and stuff, and, yeah, my bad. So, I've been looking at 3D printers as well. But, 3D printers are not cheap. And to find a good 3D printer below $1,000 seems very hard. So at first I was looking at the Solidoodle 4. And I looked at it, and, you know, I mean, obviously, everyone wants an Ultimaker 2, I would assume. Ultimaker 2 is not, I don't want to say it's like the Apple, because it's not. I think the MakerBot would be more like the Apple of 3D printers. The Ultimaker is just a solid machine, great customer support, I believe. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure. A lot of people really like them, but they're expensive. And they're like $2,500, and, you know, I don't know if... That's expensive. I would have to save up. I am in high school right now. Gonna be going to college soon. Hopefully. For computer programming. Which, I don't know that much about computer programming right now, to be honest. I just like doing it. I do enjoy doing it. But, hopefully that succeeds. I've applied to UT at Austin. Because, they're supposedly have a good... I could be like the apparently kid. They have a good program. But yeah. The fuck was I talking about? See, this is why I need another person here. Which, if any of you would like to be on this podcast, somehow contact me. You can contact me at, my Twitter. That's what I'll do. I'll put up my Twitter. I'll make a Twitter. And I would love to do that and have someone else on here that's enthusiastic about what they like, because I, recently I moved to a city somewhere in Texas, that's where I live, from another city that's in Texas, and I moved to a new school, and I've moved around a lot, so I don't have any hardcore friends that's, that would do a podcast with me, I guess. Two of them are really fucking busy all the time, and the other two, I might be able to. One of them is really big into AK-47s and Russia and stuff, which that's weird. And the other one would maybe do it. Whatever, he likes Destiny and stuff, which I don't like Destiny, whatever. Who gives a fuck? Also, the other thing I found out, to ruin your day, if you didn't know, which maybe I'm just an idiot, FPS Russia is not Russian. That's not his real accent. He's American. His name is Kyle. So yeah. I'm getting way the fuck off topic. But I guess this is more of a test to really see if I can do this. But yeah, tell me what you guys want to hear. I'm more of a techie guy, you know. I like tinkering with stuff. I'm building a model recently. I do a bunch of shit. I like to be a jack of all trades. But tell me what y'all guys are in. Y'all guys, or whatever, are into. So yeah, that'll be it. If you like this content, which I hope you did, bless your soul, subscribe and try out. Just give me a chance. That would be great, because I'm new to this, so this is practice, you know? But, so thank you, Real McCoy TV, signing off. My last name is McCoy. That's what it's called. But, you guys, have a good day. Thanks.